Recently, I met some homeowners from very different walks of life across Singapore. Some live in humble HDB flat, struggling to make ends meet. They tell me they're waiting for the next CDC voucher to the next cash payout just to get by. When I hear their story, honestly, my heart ache. What seem tia? Some still have to work in their twilight years. When I ask them if they ever plan for retirement, their reply is always the same. Plan for what? We have been poor all our life. Frankly, it's a painful, vicious cycle from their parents to themselves and now to their children. On the other hand, I also met homeowners living in huge private properties. Home in prime location, easily worth a few million dollars. Money is certainly not a problem for them. And it made me pause and think, do we really have different classes of homeowners in Singapore? Well, I'm quite sure many Singaporeans will relate to what I'm saying. Here, let me break it down into five broad classes. Among heartlanders, you have the working class and middle class. In the private property segment, you have the upper middle class and the high net worth or HNW. And at the very top, the ultra high net worth individual or UHNW. To frame this properly, I refer to the average monthly household employment income including employer CPF from the Singapore Department of Statistics. The data is split into 10 income percentile, with the first percentile earning the least and the 10th percentile earning the most. So, based on the Pareto 80-20 principle, I will safely say the working class fall under the first to fifth percentile. Household income is about $2,400 to $11,000 per month. These are families that form the core of Singapore heartlands, in a nicer way to put things across. For the middle class, they form the 6 to 7%. Household income range from $14,000 to $17,000 per month. Still heartlanders, but generally better off and more stable. They can go for yearly vacation and some can even afford to own a car. Well, for the upper middle class, form the 8 to 9%. Household income range from $20,000 to $24,000 per month. These are typically private property owners. Though, let's be fair, many HDB households also fall into this tier when they own investment properties. For the high net worth at the top 10%, their household income is around $35,000 per month. This family can comfortably afford luxury condos, landed homes, and multiple properties. Going for twice a year vacation to driving luxury car is a must to match their social status. Beyond the high net worth, there is this class which I call it the ultra high net worth, or the very top 0.1%. They usually stay in detached home to good class bungalows. Based on smartwealth.sg, there are easily 330,000 high net worth individuals, 1,700 ultra high net worth individuals. This means over 50 million in net worth, earning easily above 1 million a year. That's over $100,000 a month. And that's the reality. Five very different classes of homeowners in Singapore. The gap between the have and have not has widened and is going to widen with each year. Well, this is the Singapore we are living in. Do I talk sense here? Or have you ever noticed it? Anyway, I don't think anyone in the industry has even categorized homeowner this way. So, let this be the first. Before we wrap up, which class do you fall under? Here, if you are in the working class today, don't be discouraged. Many Singaporeans who are now in the upper tier also started from the very bottom. One good example is my boss, Isma Gafo. Through hard work, planning and staying disciplined, they move up the ladder over time, step by step. I'm confident that with the right mindset and action, you too can rise to the top one day. And don't forget, I started out from a humble 3-room HDB flat in Bedok 2. No mountain as backing, only huge wave to conquer all by myself. I only know, as long as I never give up, I will reach there.